like that sweet and spicy. But
hey, look, that's money rolling across the yard.
That's a 20. I gotta go get it.
Hey, that's some money. Hey, that's the craziest shit I've ever. Have you ever seen Derek run after a $20 bill? It just, it's. I think it's yours. It's somebody's over here, but it's just. Hey, we was on this show, and all of a sudden, it was just money rolling across. Yeah. Hey, it's man, see,
like,
that's
money.
That's the person. I still
Hey, that's the crazy shit. It's usually we're always the people that be like, they would steal money. They're criminals.
Yeah.
This man just chased the $20 bill and gave it back to the owner. Yeah. Hey, and I seen it. I was like, hey, there's some money.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter C, which stands for cannabis, but not Chris. That starts with a K. That's right. You are listening to nothing other than
Cannasations with Chris.
Welcome to a very special episode of Cannasations with Chris. I am, of course, your host, Chris. And what we do on this show is we like to highlight the cannabis industry. But today is 420, you know, a celebrated holiday amongst a lot of people who smoke cannabis. So today we are, I always say I'm reporting live, but this shit ain't, I mean, it's live now, but when it's released, this shit ain't going to be live, but we live. So I'm just going to say it. We live down here. Oh, man, we got a whole bunch of growers, owners, and everything like that. We're down in Five Seasons Cannabis. Hey, man, I didn't realize it was going to be jumping like this. I swear to God, I didn't. But anyway, we're going to get into the interviews so we can get back to the festivities. But right now, we have, I'm not going to say you're a celebrity, but a guy of very importance, and that I can't say, you know. This guy's, it's crazy how people are who they are in the industry and nobody knows who they are.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. So without further ado, we have Jillian and Carl from Cloud 9 Cannabis. How y'all doing today?
We're doing wonderful. Awesome here.
Wonderful. Happy to be here.
Hey, it's dope to be at an event like this. I never thought that like I could be doing a cannabis podcast at a cannabis event. Ever.
Times have changed.
Times have definitely changed. So Cloud 9, what is Cloud 9 Cannabis?
We're an indoor cultivation company in Walden, Vermont. We focus on flour that actually tastes good. Mm. That's like my number one thing. We grow all organic flour. We don't grow a lot of strains. We always test things out a lot before we really put it out there.
You got to have product research.
Yeah.
Product testing.
Like, yeah, we always want to put out something that we'd be happy smoking all the time.
Absolutely. What kind of strains do y'all grow?
Well, we started out with monkey mints, white truffle, and gorilla nut.
Speaking of white truffle, I was saying when I first got here, I was like, I know them from somewhere. And I couldn't, they was like, no, you don't know us. We've never been to an event. And I have this book that I write names down in. And I opened it up, and there was white truffle from Cloud 9. I don't remember where I bought it. I don't remember anything, but it was
might have been like Cambridge, or it could have been.
There was probably definitely Cambridge Cannabis because that's where I do a lot of my.
That was actually our first sale was actually there last, two Januaries ago.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Okay, yeah, I mean that's
where we've been there, all the time.
That's
all
what's up.
Been around steady through the whole thing so far.
Say that again.
We've been here steady for.
It's good that like. You're saying it's the 2nd January, you know, because some people might not be saying that too soon, you know, but y'all are still,
it's
getting tight. So, and that's the one thing about the industry. It's like, you know, the good will stay. And
that's what we hope to see.
Our quality will prevail.
Yeah. Absolutely. I wrote white truffle down, so your qualities prevail.
It was in your notebook.
It was in my notebook. I don't know why. I don't remember, but it was in the notebooks. So a couple questions I like to ask people when they come on the show. We're going to have, is it okay if I bring y'all up to on the official Cannasations podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure. But two questions I like to ask when we have events like this is, what kind of way do you like to consume?
All right, so for me, I'm We smoke like a dozen joints a day, so I guess that's okay. Probably the way
like your flower and joint. Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Jillian?
I prefer the bowl, and that happens once in a while. Really? In between all the 12 joints a day.
Yeah, she'll smoke a little bit of every joint, and mostly it's probably just me.
That's what's up.
It's all him.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
We were pretty all over the place on that one.
Everybody's all over the place, but it's...
Our playlists are pretty
crazy. It's hard to narrow that one down, I'd say.
We enjoy things that make you move.
Yeah. Upbeat music.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Okay, we can go with that. Yeah. The upbeat. Hey, well, look, like I said, I'm going to keep these short because I didn't know it was this many people down was going to pull up, but I got to keep them short. But look, thank y'all so much for coming on. I'm definitely going to have y'all up for the official.
Absolutely.
And actually, with this podcast equipment, I can pull up if need be. I can pull up to y'all and do this at your spot.
It's so upgraded.
Hey, you know, that's the
wonderful
whole...
Wonderful to see.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. So, well, look, we're going to be right back with some more interviews, so y'all stay tuned. Welcome back. Conversations with Chris. We've already did one interview, but we bring it on people that we've had before because it's... You know, I think I've... like 54 episodes I'm in.
Nice.
So I've had a couple of people on, so it's bound for me to run into somebody at these events.
Yep.
So today we have Derek from Bushy Beard. You've heard him on the show. He's been on talking and everything. A chef. And we were just talking about these egg rolls that's over here. And let me tell you, the egg rolls is...
I'm looking forward to it. I was hungry all
she
day.
I got the buffalo. The buffalo chicken egg roll.
Oh, I love buffalo chicken.
And then I got the, it was like an Ethiopian. And then she got an Ethiopian egg roll.
Did it have like a curry spice to it?
It didn't. The spice was more for the flavor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a overly melt your face off, but I can tell if you ate them quick, it'll...
I like spice.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
You got a spice to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad it's windy.
Yeah, it's a little windy, it's blowing stuff around.
420. We can't keep the clouds in one place. So. No.
It's been sunny, been cloudy.
Yeah.
It's not raining.
That's the best part. I think they said it was supposed to rain today.
I heard showers for sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it's been. I mean, overall, it's nice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, man. So you got the whole display over there, right?
Yeah, we brought the whole tent.
The whole tent. He got the whole tent set up. I see. What is that? The apple fritter.
Yeah, that's everything they got here. These guys are really good.
And down here at Five Seasons,
So they've got everything they've got here. We've got out, and it's pretty much like you see a whole table worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Nine strains on their bud barrel.
Okay.
And they're running some really great specials today for 420, like you said. It's cool. It's cool to see this, you know, see everybody come out and like something that was like celebrated in apartments and dorm rooms and backyards.
Exactly.
Just a small clip. Now we've got police guarding us at the door. letting us in and out and making sure we're safe.
All the weed cannabis businesses is safe.
Hey,
how the tables have
turned. It's just a trip.
It is. I really didn't know what to expect because it's my first
event too.
Like this, and you as well. Yeah. But this is like a pretty awesome turnout. I keep seeing new people come in, you know, so.
It's definitely like the store is just wicked busy.
Yeah.
And I mean, this part didn't start till just what, half hour?
It ain't even time yet. Yes. It ain't even 4:20 yet.
Yes. So I think, you know, it'll be the next. I was curious just because there's so many 4:20 things going on. There's one going on up the road.
Yeah.
I don't think they put the production into it like they did here. Like, they went all out. A band, a DJ.
We got, everything.
A bunch of bands,
food trucks. All types of vendors.
Egg roll lady.
Are they putting a spades table in the middle?
I think so.
Man, you better stop playing.
Yep.
Oh my God, this is insane. Hey man, shout out to Preach for putting this together, man. This is amazing.
Yeah, Preach and Joe.
Yeah.
Doing a great job, man.
Look at Joe. There's Joe right there. Yeah.
Walking around, making sure everything's
running.
Yeah. Joe played hockey for a bunch of years too. Like, him and I first, it's like how we kind of hit it off, like we were talking. was like, yeah, I played puck for a lot of years. And he was like, oh, me too. And he's coaching. And he's still really involved in hockey.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess a lot of people up in this area tend to play hockey, but it's just, I don't run into a lot of them.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to get Joe over here to talk some hockey. Now that I'm watching him walk, he has that sportsman walk.
Yeah, he has. It looks like a hockey player.
He has that sportsman walk.
So. After he said, I'm like, yeah, you do look like a hockey player. Like, I see him a lot in the windbreaker stuff. You know, like the hockey players always wearing the windbreaker jacket and the pants because he's coming from the rink. He coaches a college team. I was like, no kidding.
All right, I would check them out.
How to play, you know, that just goes to, like, the times have changed. Like, back in the day, you wouldn't let your kids sports if you were involved with cannabis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a bad person.
Exactly.
Now, like, that part I love about the emergence of the industry, it's like you're treated not like a pariah.
You're a business owner now.
Yeah, now you're a business owner.
You're just like a construction guy or just like a restaurant owner. Yeah, exactly. And it's good. We should be accepted like that.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they treated us that way when it came to tax season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's going to take some time, man.
Like, technically speaking, we are, you know, in the state of Vermont, we're the highest tax industry in the state.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when it's all said and done. So, you know, a lot of the state, from a business standpoint, we're more valuable than, you know, a restaurant or anything. I'm not saying all small businesses are valuable, but from a tax point of view, we're paying much more tax at the end of the day than any other business. And it would be awesome if the state and federal government did something to change that, you know, but because of the 280B law, it really throws a wrench in the whole world.
I'm hearing that. I'm not on that side yet, but like, I'm hearing like the taxes is insane.
Well, it comes to down like with your write-offs. Yeah. The stuff that a normal business would be allowed to use from their company to pay, they require you to declare that as your profit. Mm-hmm. And it's not. You're using it to pay business expenses.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden now you got to pay tax on that because it's supposed to be declared as a profit. And that makes it challenging. It can challenge. And I think a lot of people this year are hit. You know, and like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that stinks. It's definitely crazy. Worth a good CPA and how to look at how you can structure things.
One of my goals is to get somebody from whoever makes these taxes and laws and things like that.
Why?
Well, just get somebody from that.
Ask them why.
And be like, essentially, ask them why. Like, why are y'all been getting money off of us before it was legal? Now that it's legal, now y'all still keeping it all the way like to the max. So like,
it's like, I don't know if they're thinking, oh, baby steps, we're approving them and we're treating them like a business to their face, but we're still behind the scenes.
Behind,
we're still really
exactly.
not treating them the same.
Yep.
And, you know, hopefully there's a lot of people, like I was just talking with the guys from Hot and Heady. They're fighting that good fight with a lot of these taxes and fees with VGA and down there and Montpelier. You know, we need more people like that to just get out there and let them hear your voice.
Yeah. He's gonna be coming on here for a few minutes. I'm gonna try to get him on. But look, I know we had you on, but a couple questions.
Yeah.
I need to come up with some more questions of what people like, you know, because when I have people on, I want to hit them with something else. But I know we was talking about food earlier and you being a chef. So what kind of food do you like to eat?
Oh, so like I go through like stages, or not stages, but like I like a lot of different flavors. I really always like Asian flavors a lot.
There it goes.
Yeah.
No, but with food, like I like Asian flavors. I also like a lot of South American and Mexican flavors.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You get the spice.
Yeah.
Like
I'm not super big into like Mediterranean stuff. Yeah. There's some things I like. Like I'm not big into a lot of the Indian cuisine either. Like again, certain things I do like, but I'm not a big curry fan. There are certain curries.
You like flavorful spice.
Yeah.
It's not like.
And there's a lot, like, I know with curries, like, people are really into that stuff. Like, there's a lot of different types of curries, and the flavor profiles are endless, how you can change them up.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't know enough about it, never worked with enough to where I've to, found it and been like, oh, that's my one. But like, I know it, like tandoori chicken and like the simple stuff.
Yeah.
But
that's dope.
Just Asian is always my go-to. I love that sweet and sour. Yeah, sweet and spicy. Yeah. Like, just. Yeah, in culinary school, that was like, those were the units I studied. I was like, I want to know more about this and there. Because you always hear like about the French cuisine and how there, you got Escoffier and all these guys and the father of modern cookery and all that. But the Asian cuisine, it goes back way further.
Way.
It goes back like 5,000 years.
Yeah, like way
it's
back.
It's unreal. And there's restaurants in Hong Kong today that have stock pots that have been going for over 150, 200 years. They've never come off the range. They built around them for hexane. Like,
what the?
It's unreal. Like, it's just, they are so ingrained in the culture. Food is a huge part of that.
Yeah.
And it goes back so far. So there's so much complexity, I think, in Asian cuisine, just as much as there is in French cuisine. But they don't ever get, in my opinion, they don't ever get the recognition as the French.
Exactly. Hey, my man's be pulling up with the food knowledge. You feel me? Like,
I love that.
Hey, I like when people love what they love, and then I really like when people love food because I like food.
It's hard not to.
It's hard not to. Well, look, man, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, Chris, really appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Have a good one.
Welcome back to Canisations, man. I know it was just like a few minutes in between the shows, but it's Mo Food out of here. It's a band about to start playing. It's the aromatics is amazing. You got food. Like, yo, this is crazy. But anyway, we're here to focus on the interview. I met this gentleman. Oh, man, I couldn't even tell you where I remember meeting you the first time because we didn't see each other so much. We didn't see each other on every part of the state, man. So we got Bobby, the owner of Hot and Headed. Hey, welcome, man. Thank you for pulling up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Hey, it's taking so long.
Hey, man, I'm starting to learn that everything happens when it's supposed to happen. So,
if
all I can do is get you for like a few minutes, then boom, I got you for a few minutes. The rest will fall into place.
We'll follow it up with the real deal soon.
Yeah, with the real deal. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about Hot and Heady?
Hot and Heady, you know, we've been doing weed food in various formats for well over a decade at this point.
Mm.
You know, started getting things popping in the dorm kitchen and some real shitty apartments. And here we are, you know, moved into catering, pop-up dinners, all sorts of events.
Hey, that's dope.
We did a meal delivery service once or twice. That didn't really go far.
Why wouldn't it?
I mean, it was before things were like really out in the open. It's hard to get word out on that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's
especially
true.
When you're a paranoid motherfucker like me. So, yeah, kind of self-defeating in a way, in many ways. But you know,
that's understandable.
That'll come in the full-length episode.
Yeah, we'll get in deep later on. But yeah, Hot and Heady, I be seeing y'all's products everywhere. Like, I see y'all have chocolate bars, y'all have gummies, y'all. What else y'all had? I remember the honey. I remember I made some wings with the barbecue sauce. I had to toss them real right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
What other products you got?
You know, we got a little something for everyone. We're creative folks, and I'm super indecisive. So I think of it. We run it up. It tastes good. We throw it on the market, see how it does.
Hey.
You know, we got a mess of different gummies out right now. We got our chocolate lime bliss bar, you know, that's our day one staple, you know, steady crushing it on that. And then we got our pantry lime, Heady at Home. So we got our rosin infused olive oil tincture there. We got local honeys and maple syrups. We got the barbecue sauce you mentioned. That's an old family recipe of mine.
Damn, that's crazy.
More in the works.
Oh, he bringing history to the industry. That's what's up. All right, well, look, check this out. We just going to give him a little clip because you here. But, you know, I know I'm going to have you on later on for the show. But a couple of questions that I like to ask, and I know this one is going to be interesting for you. is what kind of food do you like to eat when you're stoned?
I mean, I don't know if we have any viewers with a visual here, but the answer is yes. I don't know. Whatever the moon strikes, man, you know, I hyperfixate on different things, but we try to keep it versatile. Yeah, a lot of Peruvian food, a lot of Jewish comfort food, a lot of random other shit.
Whatever strikes my interest for the moment.
Exactly.
Hey, that's what's up. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Cool, all over the place, but a lot of hip hop, mostly the old shit. Yeah. Definitely an old head. A lot of classic rock. Okay. A little bit of bluegrass.
Look at that. Alright, well, this is just the pre-show to what's gonna come. I'm getting up to the crib. Or with this wonderful mobile kit that I have, I can pull up on your ass. I'm about to start. Oh, you can't do a show, you can't come up here, but I'm gonna pull up on you. That's what I'm gonna start doing. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, man. Just for a few, you know what I'm saying, touch your base with me. Man, you seen that little dog over there, the little chocolate lab?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You better believe I already met the little dog.
I was like, man, I will beat you up for your dog. This dog is beautiful. All right, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. And we back. So usually I be highlighting cannabis people on here. But like, this is a cannabis event. And you was the first person that pulled up with food.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't saying I was starving, but, you know, I went into the cloud over there and I came back out here and I was like, you know, let me get something to eat. And so I pulled up and I had egg rolls.
Egg rolls. I specialize in egg rolls.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. I just met this lady like a half hour ago. She came on the show, then she had to jump off. But anyway, Messiah from Munchie Rolls, right?
Yeah, the owner of Munchie Rolls.
The owner. Hey, she out here on some catering shit. But anyway, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Yeah. So I used to smoke all the time.
Okay.
So that's where the name came from, you know, Munchies. And I thought of a business where I seen people coming out of the clubs and doing stuff like that, where I thought, like, thank you. I thought that it'd be a really good idea to do something fast where they could walk around with, but still make my money.
Hell yeah.
Food. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I just think about me being high or drunk and late night, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking of that route, and I came up with it when I was living in Arizona, and then I didn't really take it serious until I came out here, and then COVID happened. And I ran with it, and it just blew up. And I'm here 4 years of doing food business from my own house. But I cater, and I used to wholesale to 14 stores out here that you could do grab and go. And I do farmers markets, you name them, whatever you could think of, everything from scratch.
Hustler, you get that shit? Hey, she said, I do everything. Just hit her up. So look, I had the buffalo chicken, egg roll, and what was the Ethiopian
breakfast? Ethiopian. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. So you're Ethiopian.
Yep.
And yo, that shit slap.
Yeah, like, it does.
You know it. Hey, that's what's up.
You're sleeping on until you take a bite.
Hey, that's what I did. I didn't know which one was which, so I just made sure that I ate one.
Yep.
And I ate the buffalo chicken first, and I forgot that it was the Ethiopian.
Yeah.
And I ate that one. I was like, oh. That's when I looked at you, and I was like, this is the one.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But how many flavors do you have?
So my banner right there kind of has the old school one, but I have about like 14 to 15 flavors.
Oh, wow.
So when I get bored or I cook for my family and I know it's good, I bring it to the menu.
Okay.
And let me tell you, each and one of them does not disappoint you.
Like, hey, I swear to God, I might have to pull up at the end and just grab one of each.
Yep.
And forget. And I'm going to get home and forget. And then I'm going to be like, oh, let me get it. I'm saying,
let me just bite all of them.
So, but you said you used to smoke. When the people come on my show, I like to ask them, are you cold?
Yeah, I'm beyond freezing. I'm African, so I don't play this weather.
I think I got to go back to my, I just cleaned my car and I don't have any. But I wish I had something because you're out here. I know you're freezing.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a survivor.
So one of my questions is, what kind of ways do you like to consume cannabis?
I like to roll up.
Blunts?
Natural leaves.
Okay.
Lately, like natural leaves with like roll up papers.
Okay.
So on top of each other, kind of like to get a better grip, I guess. Yeah. Or natural papers. Okay. I do that. If I'm driving around, so it looks like cigarettes.
Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah.
And what do you like? Okay, perfect. These are the two questions I ask about consumption and food and your food.
Yeah.
So what do you like to eat when you get stoned?
Everything. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, my man came on the show before, and I was like, what kind of food do you like to eat? He was like, yes.
Yes.
Hey, I swear to God, I know the grind. Like, I used to work in kitchens. I like to say I'm a retired chef.
Yep.
So I'm done with kitchens.
I love it.
But I know.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, check us out. I would just wrap it up.
Okay.
But I just want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Are you on Instagram?
So I don't really do Instagram. I do Facebook.
Okay. Facebook.
Facebook is going to be Munchie Rose with MUNCHIE dash. I don't know if you do the dash on there, but rolls, ROLLZ.
Yeah.
And I'd be the first one to come up with the egg rolls in the front. Trust me. You'll see my egg rolls.
Them shits slizz out.
I'm telling you.
Word. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to just paste this together.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was like a whole 20 minutes where her table was just booming. So I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, that's what's up.
No apologies. Hell no. Yeah, exactly. Get your numbers. So once again, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
All right. We back. All right. So now this gentleman. The one thing that I want is for us to get highlighted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Us.
Yeah.
With a capital U.
I know what you mean.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All right. So I just met this gentleman a few minutes ago when we pulled up at the beginning of the event started. I seen him setting up his DJ equipment. I was like, okay, we got to have a DJ. So anyway, I met this gentleman, Sean. Live Mix Kings. He said he's the local DJ, right?
Yeah, man. I've been doing events around here for around 10 years. About 10 years now. And it's been, you know.
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 35. I know.
I swear to God. Yeah. Every black don't crack, man. Yeah. I thought you was like 27.
27?
Yeah.
I get 25. I got 24 the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I've got late 20s.
You got 20?
I've got, and I was like, I don't know if you gassing me or.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we left off. But,
me neither.
I'm
about to ask you.
I've been smoking, man. I don't remember.
Yeah.
All right, we back. I'm stoned. We started this before. My man's got interrupted, but we back.
Yeah.
So I just met this gentleman. He pulled up with the DJ equipment. I've been hearing a little. I've been seeing people come through with the little bop. You know what I'm saying? You've been having white people even moving.
Yo, you got it. I think the key to it is just having everybody move.
Yeah.
It's contagious. They catch it. It was going to, like, even people that's walking up right here, they're like, what's going on now?
Yeah. I know. It's crazy that, like, even this is an event. And then you can have, like, it's like the normalcy of it. You smoke, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like for an event to be like this, you know it. You're 35. This was not something that was ever in the cards.
It's weird. it's so weird, man. It's so weird. But I'm happy to see it develop like this because, like, I always thought, like, it's no problem.
Yeah.
It's no, you know, my family's from Jamaica, you know? So
yeah.
Even then, you see, my older generation, they didn't smoke. They, like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely against it, you know what I mean? But it was still around, you know, it's still around and you see it. So it's normal, but it's always hidden.
Yeah.
Speaker box.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it can't really be outside with it like that. So it's nice to see, especially here. Like you mentioned, I've been here for 10 years. So, like, I've seen the area develop.
Yeah.
And even to see, like, this, like, you hear the music in the background, this type of music playing here. Facts. White River Junction, like, everyone's like,
River Junction.
It's nice though. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing something.
I know. And speaking of something, let's talk about you. You know what I'm saying? What is Live Mix Kings?
Well, Live Mix Kings is really a company that
a friend of mine and I started in New York. Basically, just DJs, you know, morning clubs, you know, that was our names, you know. And we used to make mixtapes in the back. This was before even, like, YouTube. This is like YouTube, before it really became, like, crazy, like, do a thing on YouTube. Like, we was just doing it. And, you know, and then I moved up here. I moved up here and I continued it because I was just going to move up here and, you know, start fresh. You know what happened is, what y'all got going on here?
You know him?
No, I do not.
Oh, man. You got, this is, trust me, whatever he's rolling up is what you want to smoke.
That's what I want.
Whatever he's rolling up, you want to smoke it. So, yeah, that's his Tayo Labs right there. He got in Brattleboro. He about to come on the show next. You know what I'm saying? So.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, he's running around 420 time. It's crazy.
Nah, it's a vibe, man. Hey. I'm solid.
So run around doing clubs and stuff, man. Like that.
So
and
now, so when I moved up here, you know, I looked for that kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Didn't see it, you know, and felt I could be like, all right, whatever. But nah, man, I grew up with it, so I can't just leave it. So I felt like, all right, I've been playing music. Let me just try to organize some stuff around the neighborhood, you know, like get people together. And the first couple ones worked. You know, not crazy, but, you know, people came. Yeah. So they saw it was working. So just all I had to do was just double what I did.
Yeah.
And it got better, man. And then the name got around. And then I started doing stuff for the college, for Dartmouth.
Yeah.
And bouncing down to different departments in there. And the college and the hospital. So, you know, that's when the company got, like, solidified. It's like, this is the place you go to for entertainment. Like, live mix kings. So, yeah, man, I was planning on moving away. But, yo, I'm stuck, man. That's why they need me, man.
I know, man. I'm stuck too. It's good. It's a good place to have a business.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you can create a vibe with music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music is in us.
Yeah.
You know, so it's only right that we get the party started, right? This is like, well, we play in the room. Y'all get live. Yeah. But so a couple questions I like to ask when people come on the show is, You smoke. So what? Yep. How do you like to consume?
I like rolling up either like a raw paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
joint papers.
Yeah, joint. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Joint paper.
You grew up on it?
Pretty much. I mean, like, I tried all the other ways, but it just feel like an experiment. Like, it feel like if I tried to bong, like, that's too much.
Yeah.
Like a pipe, like, yeah, but that shit always breaking. You got to clean it out. Like,
yeah, hell
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
just roll the J, finish it and take it out.
Yeah, man, that's it. Man,
that. Your music, I see you're a DJ, so what kind of music do you like to listen to when you smoke?
Me? Man. When I smoke, man. I mean, I like, recently I've been liking Afrobeats, man. Just chill. It's like chill music. You know, you just, I'm a piano. You know, you gotta move when you're there. You gotta chill. You gotta.
You
yeah, so I can't fuck with the African dances. I try.
Hey, I can't. I used to play basketball.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So my hips and knees don't move like they used to. I be trying to do it.
They worked out.
I be watching what the kids be doing. I be like, I can do it. Right? Nah, I can't.
Nah, man.
I'm gonna fuck around and throw my whole back out. Man, my whole life gonna stop.
It's crazy, man. Yo, it's crazy. I met a student up there, African student up at Dartmouth, man. I asked him, we was talking about dancing.
Yeah.
I said, so, yo, you know how to do all that? He said, of course. If you're African and you can't do it, like, you really not African.
Yeah, you
like
really
that. Not. Like, you really not African. Like, it's in our blood.
Hey.
So, I said, damn.
I ain't saying I ain't got no rhythm, man. If I watch your feet a few times, I'll catch it. And then once I catch it, I throw my own shit into it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Appreciate you, man.
So, y'all watch it a few times, I catch it, yo. You can't trick me.
Mm-hmm. So, well, look, Sean, thank you for coming on. And look, you got the vibe going. You feel me?
Nah, like, it's a good vibe, man.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe, man.
It's like, crazy to see just people just doing this shit. It's me smoking right here.
Yeah.
They eating.
There we go.
Like,
they got a smoking room. All right. So, I don't know if anybody came on here and explained the smoking room, man. You go in the smoking room.
I've been calling it the cloud.
The cloud?
It's the cloud.
It's the cloud, man. Yo, you go in there, it's really a cloud.
It's a cloud.
You go in there, it's really a cloud. It look like Super Mario when you go in that cloud. Yeah.
When you get up in the clouds, you're like, oh, shit, now you got to go and navigate, though.
Right.
Yeah. Well, look, Sean, thank you for coming on. You want to tell them where to find you on Instagram?
Hey, find me on Instagram at Live Mix Kings. That's,
let's go.
You know how to spell it. I can't. You know, you've been smoking all day. You just go around spelling shit.
Man, I mean,
you want it to flow, but hey, Live Mix Kings.
You know what it
spaces,
is.
No spaces. Just spell it. It's there.
Hey.
I'm there.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yo, Chris.
Right. Welcome back to Cannon Stations. Man, I've been, it's after 4:20. What time is it, like 5 o'clock? Yeah, so, 5 o'clock. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah, we missed 4:20. I wasn't even paying attention.
No, you was doing the right thing at 4:20.
Oh, shit, like, was I?
Yeah.
That's when
you went rolling blunt.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even know what time it was. I just rolled a blunt.
Yo, I swear you said that you were going to go roll a blunt, and I looked at the time, and it was 4:16. And you had the blunt, and you came over. When you brought it to me, it was like 4:23. I had like 2 dabs already. Then you came over with the blunt. I'm like, this is just outstanding.
It's a day to celebrate, I'm telling you.
Celebrate.
Yes. It's a holiday.
Hell yeah.
We don't got many. It's like today and July 10th.
Yeah, facts. What's July 10th?
7/10.
7/10. 4/20.
For dabbers.
Dabbers. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you dab?
Oh, yeah. I dab all day.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, duh.
7/10 upside down is oil.
Oil. Ooh.
That's, you know, stoners get kind of creative with that type of shit.
Oh, look at him coming on here. Well, I mean, just in case you don't know, this is Jamie Tao, right?
Yep.
Tao. The owner. I think when you came on the show, I said it wrong.
Oh.
I think I said Tao.
Yeah, it's all good.
So.
I pronounce it Tao, but there's no wrong way to pronounce it.
Hey, you so cool, man. Because I get mad because people, when they spell my name, they write C-H-R-I-S. Like, I just had this experience where I went to a restaurant and I was telling the person the name of, you know, how to spell my name. And I said, Chris. And then they scribbled out my name and wrote C-H-R-I-S. And I was like, whatever, man.
I mean, it's pretty easy to remember Chris with a K.
Yeah, Chris with a K. Yeah. That's my voiceover website, with a K, V-O. Like, because it's Chris with a K. Like, but anyway, Tao, owner of Tao Labs, was on my show a while back, but we've been vendor buddies. I'm sitting right beside him. But hey, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us. Hell yeah, man. So what y'all doing out here?
Oh, man, we're just talking about our product. We got some flower, some rosin, some infusions going. So people love those infusions.
Yeah, they do.
I use it as a nightcap, man. My wife and I take one of those hits, and we're pretty much done for the night.
Oh,
and that's me dabbing all day, smoking all day. So I got a high tolerance already. So you already know.
Hey, that's crazy. I know, like, you hated the munchie rolls, right?
Yeah.
So it's
fire. One of the best mac and cheese I've ever had.
They have
something called the Ethiopian breakfast roll.
Yeah, the roll, the egg roll. That's what I had.
I'm like, don't you have to say another word? I want all of those.
Yo, I was like, I told him I'm going to grab a couple before I leave because them shits was amazing.
Yeah, same here. Then the other spot, Irie Dutch.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet.
Yo,
I've been working my way around.
They got crazy empanadas.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They got a really cool one called, it's like guava and cheese. I'm like, that's a really different combination. I'm going to try it.
I'm going over there right after this.
All right, let's do it.
So what you got out here today?
I just got some of our Mintwoods and our Swamp Slurricane and some of our Swamp Thing and our Swamp Slurricane Rosin.
Okay. Hey. I'm going to tell you, that lady with the inhaler, that was an amazing story.
Oh, yeah. This lady came and I gave her a dab and she said I could take dabs. I take dabs regularly. I gave her a baby dab and then she busted out inhaler right away after. I felt so bad. She was still around after a while, so it wasn't too bad.
Hey, I seen her. Yeah. I looked up in the sky and I was like, there she go. She all the way up there. Look at her so damn high.
Space cadet now.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, the questions I like to ask is, what kind of way do you like to smoke?
Oh, I definitely like smoking bongs. Water pipes. And then, you know, besides that, I take dabs through water pipes as well.
Yeah.
Old school dabs, like through a rig, a torch, a quartz banger. You know, get the temperature perfect, low temp. And then you take that dab. And
speaking
like,
of the temperature perfect,
yeah.
You be out there with the gun, with the heat gun.
Oh, that's how you know it's perfect.
And I ain't never seen nobody do that before. Like, check the temperature. Just, you know, they just go for it. But, like,
See, I make sure I don't burn my dabs. Yeah. You know, I need to. I'm kind of a snob that way. I gotta take perfect temperature dabs. Otherwise, I feel like I'm wasting it.
Okay.
It's like you dab it at a certain temperature, and that's like how it's designed to be tasted.
Yeah. Facts. And what kind of music do you like listening to?
Oh man, I listen to hip hop. But honestly, see, I grew up nothing but hip hop since I was a kid up until now. But you know, my 30s, I'm starting to listen to more things. You know, open-minded towards 80s, 90s music, just anything and in general.
Yeah.
But you know, I grew up with the underground hip hop, just honestly like anything. Like especially East Coast, the AZ, Nas, The Firm, you know, that's old school. Right now I'm listening to J. Cole, you know. Like all that Kendrick Lamar shit.
Oh, drama.
Oh, man, it's a soap opera. Yeah, it's like WWE and soap opera put together.
Hey, it really is. Once you start, you listening to the music, and you're like, okay, that's kind of, hey, it's Shaw. Hey, it is kind of drama-esque.
You know, it's fun. It's fun when no one gets hurt.
Exactly, facts. That's it. All right, well, thank you for coming on, hey, man. I greatly appreciate you. Hell yeah.
Man, you always kill it with these.
Hey, I be trying, dog. You seen me in the 7 days? That shit was crazy.
Man, that was a cool article.
Hey, I didn't. Okay, so I ain't even front. Like, I thought it was going to be like a half a page article.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was getting a full string. But hell yeah, I got the full spread, Sean.
They knew what they were doing.
Hey. Thanks.
Yeah, they're good.
Hey, appreciate it, dog. Hey,
same here.
Hey, then we'll be back. Welcome back to Conversations with Chris. And right now, we have... which one did I have? Which empanada did I have of yours?
Was it a chicken? Or chicken and beef?
Chicken and beef.
Okay.
It was a chicken and cheese.
Chicken and
cheese. That's the one I had.
How was that?
I ate it in 3 bites.
Nice.
Okay, it wasn't around long. But a few people that I've had on has told me about your guava and cheese.
Yes. My husband is bringing some now.
So I'm that's the only reason I'm really hanging around.
Because okay,
I was packing up my stuff, and then you said they was coming back hot, and I was like, I'll chill for this.
No, it's all right. I know. I already told some people.
All right. So now we have Asha from Irie Dutch Bakery. Thank you for being on the show. I support us, for the capital U. I highlight the cannabis industry, but I want to make sure that we get highlighted because the taste that we have. Like, y'all ain't nobody tasting these flavors.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's honestly why I'm here. Like, I actually started, like most people, during the pandemic, who all of a sudden got interested in sourdough.
Yes.
You know, and of course, like, I do have sourdough items as well, but I wanted to bring as much of the combinations of flavors that I was used to having in my whole life so far. Yes. So I'm from Miami. I was born in Miami, but I lived between Miami and Jamaica my first time in my childhood. Then I moved to Jamaica. No, I moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Jamaica. And all of these places were influenced my food background, honestly. So...
I can dig that because I'm from the South. I'm not from up there.
Nice.
They don't make us up this high.
No, they don't.
We found this place. And it's beautiful.
No, it's gorgeous.
I love it up here. But this is a choice to live up here.
Oh, of course. This was not my choice. My original choice. My original choice was Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I can see that.
And I already moved. Because I got married from Brooklyn, New York, Hanover, Pennsylvania, with my husband,
It's awesome.
Who got a job offer to work in New Hampshire. He said, okay, I'll do it, but not New Hampshire. I'll do Vermont, which is right next to me.
Yeah, it's right next door. You can just drive across the street.
That's it. We moved here, and we've been here since 2001.
Yeah. Okay.
During the pandemic.
All right, let's go.
So,
what? 2021.
So 2021. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said 2001. My bad.
I'm sorry.
So are you here?
So, Awesome. Just awesome.
Hey, you had a cannabis event.
It is what it is, right? We're all coasting somewhere on some planet.
So, you have a plethora of empanadas out there. So what kind of flavors do you have?
So I lean more towards a Dominican style of flavor.
Okay.
Because that's the kind that I really liked when I was in Brooklyn. So I do a beef, chicken and cheese, and also guava and cheese, and cheese. Yes, those are my current flavors.
Yeah, I know I tasted chicken and cheese, and it wasn't around long. Like I said, 3 bites. And I was like, damn, I need some more.
I know.
But I got to save my appetite. So
yeah, no, he's coming. He's on his way.
Look, I'm assuming you consume cannabis, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, a couple of questions I like to ask on my show is, what kind of way do you like to consume?
I currently roll with bamboo leaves.
Okay.
I get it off the internet.
Yeah.
And I used to smoke backwards for most of my smoking life, I would say.
That's what's up.
Awesome. Oh, look at that.
Bobby pulled up with the cheats. And what kind of music do you like to listen to when you smoke?
Currently, I've been into Sando, Xavier Omar.
Hey.
I'm into like lo-fi,
okay,
neo-soul right now.
I like Xavier Omar.
Yes, I love him.
I can love you with my eyes.
Yes.
Hey, that's my shit.
Yo, yeah. I love him. But I also love...
And the number is...
Gosh, it's awful. I can't even name these
people. Oh, my God. I be putting people on the spot sometimes.
I know. Like, I used to love SZA. She's still good, kind of.
SZA got some hits.
Yeah, I was into her, like,
When she first dropped.
Yeah.
I like her old stuff more than her new stuff.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Like Kanye West. Like his old stuff over his new stuff.
He brings up so many emotions.
Oh, my God.
Why does he bring up so many emotions?
You know, we can have a podcast just talking about Kanye West.
Awful. Like, it would have to be a part of the series. You know this.
No, we can make this into a whole series. It's like,
insanity.
It's crazy.
I'm mad that this man has this woman out here in Impante, Brazil. Like, she not have real clues. Like, you.
Hey.
After watching, I didn't watch it, but there's a Netflix show about where it has those what happened to Tyrone, where basically it was a bunch of clones in the hood that they were just cloning off of them. And
you think that's what happened to Kanye? Alright, that would be easy. You think that's what happened to Kanye?
Bruh, hey. I don't know. He's looking mad. I don't get it. I'm just like, why are you this way?
Fact.
Like, purposely. Hey.
I know, man. Kanye brings out the best and the worst in us all. Can you tell him where to find you on Instagram?
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Irie Dutch Bakery. I'm on Insta. I'm on TikTok.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, y'all check her out.
Y'all be easy. Thank you so much.
What's good, people? I felt like I had to get somebody from Five Seasons on, because how can I come down here to this establishment and not get somebody on from this establishment, right? It would make sense. And I've been seeing him preach. Like, he been moving and shit. Like, right now, I don't see him nowhere.
No, he's up at the store.
Oh, he's at the store.
We're jamming right now.
Okay,
man.
I know y'all pumping, y'all working. So, look, check this out. I met this gentleman when I came down here to bring my pre-rolls. You know what I'm saying? They bought my, down here in White River Junction, bought my pre-rolls. And I met, preachers came on the podcast before, but then we turned around. Hey, you a celebrity. Come on, man.
They don't get me on social media much, man. I know. I hide from that stuff.
You have to sometimes.
This is what they're going
to
do to me right now.
Cool guy. I learned a lot about him today, hearing about you. But we have one of the owners of Five Season Cannabis, Joe Caramonte.
Yeah,
I be trying. Look, I'm well versed in the, you know. Then I be like, how can't you do that?
Yeah, no, I'm one of those people, man. You know what I mean?
You got a last name.
I'm a true. We don't pronounce it our R's. Is what we like to say. You know?
That's our R's. Well, look, Joe, thank you for coming on. And look, yo, you put on a good party, good sir.
Yeah, man, we had a good time today, man. It was our first time. We've only been open 5 months. It was a lot of moving parts. It could have been better, of course. Anything could be better.
But for the turnout, I tell you, I seen a spin, like the good turnout of people coming. It wasn't the same people. It was never a dead moment. When it got kind of cool, that's when it kind of cooled off. But when sun was out, people was going through, like moving.
The sun went down, it got a little cooler.
It did. You know what I'm saying? The wind started blowing. But the troopers stayed out, though. Hey, I bet you that tent in there. Look at the tent. The tent in there, that's where everybody went. Look at the cloud. We got to be like, we be in the cloud.
I'm glad it stayed inflated.
Hell yeah. Y'all, it's a good party. Hey, look at him. There you go. What up, man? Hey. I finally getting you. I've been telling them, I'm like, y'all both y'all be like some ghosts, man. I see one, the other gone. Now I see one, and the other one's gone. I'm like, man, I'm going to get one of y'all alone. Now look at me. Hey, man, now I got them both on. Yeah, hey, right? Y'all now put on quite the event, man. I'm telling you, this is a good move. So y'all been open for 5 months.
Yeah, 5 months. A little over 5 months. It's going to be 6 months in May.
Yeah.
Been on an uphill trajectory.
Good.
Continuous.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, we have a different model than a lot of them, I feel. So, I've been into a lot of dispensaries in my life.
Yeah.
And we definitely went with like an older traditional sales model where it's person to person, not so much kiosks and... it's more of the traditional sales experience.
I can dig that.
No.
I can definitely dig that. I like the visuals y'all have in there.
Correct.
The space clouds joint is like, it's crazy.
Yeah, very great artist, man.
Yeah, it was good artist. Very cosmic, if you will.
Local guy, man. Right in White River Junction.
Oh, where?
Yeah, his name's Julio.
Shit's cool. I didn't know that.
Great work he did. Yeah, he's supposed to do the outside of our building. Just,
hey, that's going to be amazing.
A lot of future things.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, look, once again, thank you for putting on this event. But before you go, I like to ask people a few questions. First question is, how do you like to consume?
I'm definitely a flower joint guy, but I'm a dab guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely a dab guy.
I think we're allowed to. You know what I'm saying? Because we grew up when we was dabs wasn't a thing. Exactly.
I'm an old man.
What the fuck is a dab? I remember when I first did dab. I'm not dabbing. That's crack. Nah.
Someone pulled out a blowtorch.
A blowtorch?
It was a welding torch. I didn't have a blowtorch.
Your blowtorches was crazy, man. But now they done normalized this.
It is Brian.
Yeah. What up, Brian? How you doing? Oh, yeah, we talk. Yeah. No. It's okay. You can do whatever I want to. It's my show. I can talk to whoever the fuck I want to.
I know, so I just filled up the generator. Keep it going.
Oh, my. You see that? See, that's why you need to be highlighted right there.
Right?
Yo. This show might not have been, this show could have stopped if he wanted to do it. Hey, Brian, man, thank you, sir. This episode is brought to you by Brian's Gas
this
Tank.
Dick, right?
It's sitting over there by the generator that's keeping this podcast going. So, all right. Next question is, what kind of music do you like to listen to when you smoke?
When I smoke?
Yeah, like we all got a vibe, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely a big reggae fan.
Okay.
You can't beat some good old-fashioned reggae.
Facts.
I was good old R&B, hip-hop, some 70s, 80s, classic. I hate this, I don't know if I can say it on the podcast, what kind of music I'm thinking of. The old disco era music, I mean?
Hey, that's your music. Hey, that's the thing. I was like, what kind of music do you like? Not what I like.
Oh, yeah. It's it all, man.
Swear.
But, man, something good to vibe to. Spanish music, man. Can't beat that. I'm in a big Aruba. I vacation in Aruba, man, a lot. That's like my only spot I ever
saw. Hey, tell me what you want to tell me. Here we go.
Come with me and the wife.
Okay.
She'll talk to you, though, my wife.
She, hey, look, that's cool. Just send me on my way. I'll be all right.
Well, yeah, man.
That's what's up.
That's, yeah, it's a big reggae Caribbean.
Yeah, oh, I
love
that.
Love that vibe, man. That's my vibe.
Okay.
Love it.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, look, man, I just want to thank you again for putting this on. It's amazing to see a cannabis event, like, where we can sit out and be in the joint smoking. You know what I'm saying? It's a food. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly,
right?
Man. No problems. No
problems.
No,
hey,
everybody's having
look,
a good time.
So you know when we first came up, everybody was having an issue with the police up front.
They would all been here, right?
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the boys up there with the badge and stuff with the gun. He's like, yo, what the fuck is the cops doing? He was like, nah, that's just security. They got pepper balls on.
They gotta come down and get
them. Look, I looked up there, you see this huge steam cloud going out. Hey, man, well, look, once again, thank you so much for putting this on.
I appreciate you for being here, man, and doing this.
Absolutely.
This is what gets our name out there.
That's absolutely, yeah, man.
It's nice that you came here and did this. I really appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dog. I appreciate it. But look, with my man Joe, I would like to say that we are going to finish this up. Cloud 9, y'all looking cold over there. It's chilly over there. Everybody. Yeah. Cloud 9, we got Teo Labs, hot and heady over there. Oh, man, I forgot to get Sun-Kissed Farm. My bad. Oh, man, that's the wind. Whew, you hear the wind? There you go. Look. But, hey, the clothes, look at that. Hey, look, that's a good clothes out for the show. Little Teo Labs juice for you. Yeah. So, look, we're going to close this show out. And, look, thank y'all for listening. This has been a 420 special episode with Cannabisations with Chris. Thank y'all. The wind's blowing. We got to go catch some stuff. Leaves is rolling. All right. So y'all know the drill. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And I'm out.
No, Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate
that. Hey, nah, thank you. Hell yeah. I'm glad. Thank you.
My boy, can I play hockey with? You know, Spitting Chicklets, you ever hear him?
No.
So it's like the two hockey guys, but they do like, they've had like Charles Barkley on. They've had like all sorts of
people. Oh, yeah. I'm
hockey guys. So I played hockey with a kid, Ryan Whitney. Like, I talked to him once in a while about that shit. I was like, oh, and he's always like, why don't you come on the podcast? We'll just beat up on you. Because they beat up on guys like me that go on to like new guys. I'm like, no.
I ain't going to beat up on you.
No, he played in the NHL, my buddy. So, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, we going to get
some good hockey.
I know you
I did. A few years, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Played professionally in Europe for years. Played in college.
No wonder you're solid, man.
Shit, hockey.
That was the move for you. Oh, no, you good, man.